501, Unit 10, Recording 10.1. Argument against saving the Cavendish banana. Bananas are in trouble because a destructive disease called Tropical Race 4 is threatening the top variety, the Cavendish. Some people argue that genetically modifying bananas is the solution. They believe that if scientists can find a gene resistant to the disease and put it into banana plants, the problem will be solved. However, after reading an article on the topic, I disagree with this view. Most bananas are consumed in the regions where they grow, such as Asia, Africa, and Latin America. The disease mainly affects the export market, which is dominated by a few companies. These companies focus on growing a single type of banana, the Cavendish, for easy transport and long shelf life. However, there are thousands of other banana varieties that are grown and enjoyed in the global south. In the past, another banana variety, called the Grossmichel, was popular until it was almost wiped out by a different disease. The point is that relying on a single variety for the export market is risky, and there are alternatives available. Genetically modifying the Cavendish may not have a significant impact on the way bananas are consumed in their main growing regions. Additionally, the profits from the banana trade primarily go to the big companies, not the local communities. These companies have a history of mistreating workers and causing environmental damage. Instead of focusing on genetic modification, we should support fair trade and organic bananas from locally owned producers. It's also important to explore other varieties of bananas that can be grown in diverse places, rather than relying on a single type. We should work for a more sustainable and a fair banana industry rather than relying on genetic engineering as a quick fix.